And we don't do buzzers, so we're just going to shout it out when you did it. Tap their heads. All right. If you'd read your first clue, come on up.
Immediately, Jesus said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid."
Who said that?
Immediately, Jesus said, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid."
Who said that?
Jesus.
Who's the character? He said that too.
Peter.
Correct.
Yep.
All right, that was fast. Hazel said it. Well, I mean, technically speaking, correct. Peter, 1 point. Peter's identity wasn't built on perfection. Peter denied Jesus, but Jesus didn't define Peter by his failure. Jesus said, "Follow me." Your identity in Christ is not your worst moment. It's who Jesus says you are. We will have our next character come up and reveal their first clue.
Who knows if you were born for such a time as this?
Who's it said to? Who said it?
I have no idea.
Esther? Correct answer was Esther. 1 point. If you've ever felt unqualified or unsure if God could use you, raise your hand. Fair enough, Johnny. Esther's identity wasn't based on how she felt. It was based on where God placed her. Your identity in Christ is based on God's calling, not on your confidence. And we will have our third youth come up and give us their first clue.
A very large fish plays in my story.
John, correct answer. Johnny got that one. So everyone's got 1 point. If you're a student and you've ever avoided something God nudged you to do, please stand up. Which doesn't help because he just directed all the students out. Yeah, you just directed the rest of them out. Okay, you may sit.
Wow.
Jonah ran, but God didn't erase Jonah's identity. Running doesn't cancel your identity. In Christ, God's calling is stronger than your resistance. What are we doing, dude? Let's just stop the music. There we go. Okay. You guys may know and be seated. And let's just start this. You're all tied. There's no tiebreaker. Just come right up here. Okay. Palm Sunday didn't happen in a vacuum. The people lining the streets of Jerusalem were tired. They were oppressed. They were waiting. For generations, they had prayed for a Messiah. someone who would rescue them. So when Jesus entered the city, everything finally felt right. The timing, the crowd, the excitement. It felt like that moment had finally arrived. Their Savior was finally here. The palm branches weren't random. They were a symbol of victory, strength, and national pride. They had been used to celebrate military victories. So when the crowd waved palm branches, they weren't just worshiping. They were declaring, "This is our King. This is our Rescuer. This is the one who will fix everything." But here's the problem. They were right about who Jesus was, but wrong about how he would save. Raise your hand if you've ever asked God to fit something in your life in a very specific way. You wanted it done your way. I think we can all relate to that. We've all done it. Now, keep your hands up if God didn't do it the way you expected. Palm Sunday reminds us that God's plan often looks different than our expectations. Jesus didn't ride into Jerusalem on a war horse. He chose a donkey. This wasn't weakness, it was intention. Jesus was fulfilling a prophecy. Zechariah 9:9 says, "See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey." By riding on a donkey, Jesus was declaring his identity. "I am a king, but not the kind you expect." Here's why that matters for us. If Jesus had came in as a conquering warrior, following him would be all about power. We would care about his power and that, not who he was. If Jesus has come as a political ruler, his identity would be about influence. But Jesus came in humility. Our identity in Christ looks different. It looks like servanthood instead of status. It looks like obedience instead of control. It looks like love instead of domination. Our identity reflects the king, the kind of king we follow. One of the hardest truths of Palm Sunday is the same crowd that shouted Hosanna would later shout, "Crucify him." Why? Because Jesus didn't meet their expectations. When Jesus refused to become the Messiah they wanted, they rejected the Messiah they needed. Church, don't answer this out loud, but think this in your head. Do I follow Jesus when he blesses me or when he challenges me? Do I trust him when he fits his things my way or when he asks me to surrender my problems to him? Palm Sunday asked us, am I following Jesus for who he is or what I want him to do? Here's the good news. Jesus didn't turn back when the crowd misunderstood him. He kept going. He went to the cross for the confused crowd, for the fearful disciples, for Peter, who denied him, and for us when we still don't understand who he is. And through the cross, Jesus didn't just save us. He redefined who we are as people. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:7 reminds us of that. Palm Sunday isn't just about welcoming Jesus as a king. It's about letting the true king tell us who we are. In Christ, you are not your past. You are not your mistakes. And you are not what others expect of you. You are forgiven. You are chosen. And you are made new in Christ. Jesus' identity shapes ours. Hosanna, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Luke 19:38. The crowd expected a conquering king. They expected a warrior, someone to come with military power and save them. But Jesus rode in on a donkey. A picture of humility. When we try to make Jesus into the king we want, we shape our identity around power, control, and comfort, and the things of this world. But when we see Jesus for who he truly is, he reshapes who we are as people. When we did Jesus' identity right, our identity falls right where it needs to be.
I didn't think Jesus cared about someone like me, but Jesus met me with grace. I'm still learning who he is and who I am in him.
This isn't just a Bible character. This is one of our youth students.
Identity in Christ is not earned, but it is received. We are not our past, our mistakes, our fear. We are loved, seen, and being made new.
If we'd have a round of applause for our student. Palm Sunday asked a deeper question. Who am I because of Jesus? If you're willing, stand with us and open your hands, a posture of surrender. Quietly tell Jesus, I want my identity to come from you. Jesus, today we surrender our identities. Help us see you clearly so we can live as who you say we are. Hosanna, save us now. Amen. And if the worship team would come up and end in some worship.
Some fun little backstory to the song we're about to sing. It seems like years ago, it probably was years ago, my mom, Ruth Ann, suggested this song to our worship team. But at that time, she was doing children's church. And we wouldn't do it every week, but or sing that song every week. But every single time, the worship team decided to sing that song. And like, it's like, oh, we want Ruth Ann to hear it because like she suggested every single week she was downstairs in children's church. So I don't know. This might be the first time you ever hear this song in church. But yeah. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. What gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more for heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness and freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hold, my hope is only Jesus, for my life is wholly bound to his. Oh, how strange and divine, I can sing, all is mine, yet not I, but through Christ in me. The night is dark, but I am not forsaken, for
the Savior, He will stay. I labor on in weakness and rejoicing, for in my need His power is displayed. To this I hold, my Shepherd will defend me. Through the deepest valley He will lead. Oh, the night has been won, and I shall overcome. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. No fate I dread, I long time am forgiven. The future sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and He was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Jesus now and ever is my plea. Oh, the chains are released, I can sing, I am free. Yet not I, but through Christ in me. Every breath I long to follow Jesus, for He has said that He will bring me home. And day by day I know He will renew me, until I stand with joy before the throne. To this I hold, hope is only Jesus, all the glory evermore to Him. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. When the race is complete, still my lips shall repeat, yet not I, but through Christ in me. Yet not I, but through Christ.